We come again now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. It's the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, it's all about Jesus. That's why we are here today, just because of Jesus, what he has done for us. That's the only name, really, that on this earth that the devil hates. Something about the name. Can't nobody do nothing with the name. Because it's been exalted above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee got to bow to the name Jesus. This the only name can get folks out the grave. Only name that can get folks born again. This the only name that changed people's lives. It's all in one name. That name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody mad but the devil. He hates that name. The God that needs nothing. Number 8. The God that needs nothing. Psalm 50. Lift the number of the song. The 8th verse said, I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices are thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullocks out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cows upon the 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field is mine. If I was hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to him. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell thee. Because that stuff you bring in me is mine anyway. This is a God that needs nothing. This kind of subject like this really gets your attention. When God gave it to me, it gets folks' attention. Especially those who own a high horse. Come on. and thinking things can't move except I move. But this a God that needs nothing. He needs zero. God can use us if we allow him to do so. But need, no. He need nobody. Nobody. To do nothing for him. But God can make a world and own everything in it. Oh, he's saying, that's my stuff anyway, you use it. And sometimes folks let things get them lifted up in pride. That's not yours, that's my stuff. He's trying to tell children of Israel, those bullocks you're bringing me, that's mine anyway. Mine. I don't suck blood. I don't eat beef. I don't eat goats. You got the wrong mentality here now, because God owns everything. Bless his holy name. He needs nobody. Let me tell you this. It's always remember this. If you don't remember nothing else, God got better for less. Everything a man can do, God can get a fly to do it. A fly. He can drive a car if he wanted. He can build an airplane with a fly. He God. God Almighty. He blow out of mind. God that need nothing. But God is trying to give man something that he really needs. But he doesn't need nothing. But he's trying to give man something that he really needs. And that's Jesus. The Son of God. And everything that man will ever need, he will find it in his Son, Jesus. Every time thing you think you need, you can find it all in Jesus Christ. He got everything already. And my brothers and sisters, everybody need what God got. I say everybody. Everybody need what God got, but man have nothing that God needs that he can't do without. That's his holy name. He don't need nothing. Reverend Walker, yes. You tell me, if I don't get up in the morning, the world will still turn. Yes. You tell me, if I don't go to work, the plant will shut down. No, sir. Mm-mm. And don't let your boss man fool you. He'll butter you up. I don't know what I'd do without you. Die and see. But here's somebody you can't do nothing without. Everybody needs Jesus. The one that's shooting up somebody right now needs Jesus. The one that's living like a devil needs Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. That's right. You don't need him now. You're going to need him. Oh, boy. Doing fine now, but you don't need it. But he doesn't need nobody. The devil doesn't want mankind to know that Jesus is mankind's treasure in this life and the life to come. He is our storehouse. Jesus is our banker. Jesus is our paymaster. Jesus is our salvation. Everything man need, God got it. And the only way to get it, you got to go to Jesus Christ. These folks thought They were feeding a hungry God. God Almighty. There are some folks who say, well, if I don't do, you ain't got to do. God can, I said, get a fly to do everything I'm doing right now. Everything. They thought that God was eating animals. God Almighty. Eating goats. God let nothing like that take his place. God got to be first. I want all of you, not part of you. Now, first of all, Reverend Walker, yes, sir. Why was God using animals to offer up sacrifice to a holy God in the first place? That's a good question. Why was he getting bullocks, goats, to offer up sacrifice to a holy and a righteous God? An animal with four legs. And in the place of other things. Why he used things like that? Well, first of all, God was just using animals temporarily. Just temporary until the real Lamb of God come in the world. To die for mankind's sin. First of all, you got to remember now, animals doesn't have no sin. Animals don't have sin. God Almighty. Blood was just to cover their sin until the real sin come and God would take away the sin. All the animal blood would just cover sin, but Jesus take away sin. Lord have mercy. Animal blood just cover sin. But sin still under there. But Jesus come to take away sin. It won't come up again. When you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, God done washed you. Just temporary. Just using the animal just temporary until the real Lamb come. Why do they call Jesus a Lamb? God Almighty. Why did he call him a lamb? He is a lamb because he's humble. A humble lamb. Watch where he was born. In a stable. Where else a lamb going to be born at? In a stable. Taking on the characteristic of a humble lamb. A lamb that homeless. God Almighty, he come to help us and not to destroy us. So just temporary, that's all these goats were, that's all these bullocks were, just was temporary. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. That's what man really needs. That's what God come here for, to give man what he really needs. That's his holy name. Paul, look at John 1 for a minute. St. John 1, 29, then we're going to skip and go to 35 to 36, if you will. Just temporary. Watch him. God Almighty.
The next day, John seeth Jesus coming in unto him.
Yeah.
And saith, behold, the Lamb of God.
The Lamb of God.
Which taketh away the sin of the world.
Behold, look, y'all. And with a behold, look. The Lamb of God. Is a capital L now. The Lamb of God. Which take away the sin of the world. God Almighty. John recognizing. Because the Holy Spirit said. There he is John. Nobody else recognized. But John recognized who he was. Because God picked out John to come down first. To be born first. Hallelujah. To baptize Jesus. Boy, that was something. That was an honor to John. Yeah. To baptize the Son of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Watch it now. Which take away the sin of the world. Now, who else can take away sin?
Right.
Huh? Nobody else. Because they got sin. You can't take away sin when you got it. Because it's already in us.
But somebody got to be without sin. And Jesus, the only one that we go to him, he died for our what? Sin. God Almighty. It got to be him. God didn't send but one somebody dying, and that was Jesus. Well, what about Gabriel? What about the angel? What about Michael? No. Somebody had to be born. They were spirits. God come to die for some spirit plus human beings. Flesh. God Almighty. Since he's the Son of God, he don't trust anybody with life. We got to understand that you don't trust anybody with life. I can't trust Gabriel. I can't trust the other fellow. I couldn't trust Satan, but he came down here. Right. His name was Lucifer from the beginning. Right. See, that let us know angels are not perfect.
Right.
Ain't but one perfect being, and that's God himself.
That's right.
God Almighty. He came down and got into a womb of a woman.
Yeah.
And called to be the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world. Every man come here a sinner. Every man, every human being came here a sinner, except it was the first man. Y'all know him, don't you? Y'all know his wife too, don't you? They walk without sin, but they sin. God Almighty. I'm trying to get some young folks to see what I'm trying to get you to see here. When they first got there, they walk without sin. Until they disobeyed God. And when they disobeyed God, they become sinners. They were fooled by Satan like many are today fooled by Satan. God Almighty. They were fooled by Satan and couldn't deliver their own self.
Right.
Now watch this now. Got to help young folks out in the world out there. Watch this. Just what folks think. I came from a good family. I never got in no trouble. You hear folks talk like that, don't you? I always been good all my life. Never got no trouble. Never been in jail. I'm not on drugs. Blah, 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 blah. I'm a virgin. Blah, blah, blah. All that. They talk all that kind of stuff. But what they miss, you come here a little baby sinner. When you came out your mother womb, you was a sinner. That's what man got to understand. You was a sinner because you came from who? Adam and Eve.
That's right.
Now, if you were born before they ate off the tree, you would be a little perfect little baby. But you didn't come here until after they ate off the tree that God forbid them not to eat off. So that means every man that ever come on this earth, except Adam and Eve, when they first got here, they was a little sinner.
That's right.
And the devil deceived folk by saying, I ain't never been in no trouble. I've been good all my life. Have you heard folks talk like that? They said they've been good all their life. So you never been in no trouble. But you was a sinner when you got here. You got the blood of sin when you come from Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve is the mother and the father of every human man. Every human woman. He is the father and the mother. So we come here little sinners. And God used bullocks. Waiting on the real Lamb of God. Because they had no sin. Bullocks and Lamb had no sin, but their sin just covered. The blood just covered their sin. But the real perfect Messiah got to come. He gonna die, cause he got life. He gonna give them life because they believe on him. That's why a man got life when he believe on Jesus Christ. He don't have no life until he believe on Jesus Christ. What kind of life, Reverend Walker? Eternal life. Life to live somewhere forever.
Yes, sir.
See, when a chicken die, he dead. It's over. That means we can eat him up.
that we can cut up beef because they don't have no souls in a sense that the living lie forever. When they die, it's over. It'll be a sin if they had, if they were the type like us, we'd be eating up human beings. They're not a living soul. God put the animal here for us to eat. Y'all didn't know that? Y'all didn't know that? Yeah, we don't let them be our sisters and brothers now, but no, but we treat them like that, but not that. But we treat animals better than we treat human beings. But
that's right.
When they die, it's over.
That's right.
It's over. But not so with a human being.
Yes, sir.
Not so. You got to live somewhere forever.
Right.
Jesus come to keep us from going to hell.
Yes,
because when a chicken dead, he dead.
Yes,
and we don't do that, then we'll be sinning all the time.
Yes,
killing chickens and things, killing dogs and things. No, we are in his image and after his likeness. So God come here to give us something that we really need, that nobody else can supply but God himself. Oh, boy. I know it's been preaching, isn't it? Hallelujah. And sometimes we just start on something else. Now, I know where I'm at now, but sometimes, you know, when you have fumes and things, and that's what folk got to understand. They don't understand where the devil deceived them to make them think if they've been good all their life, in a sense, they don't know what good is, see, in a sense. And they ain't been in no trouble, nothing like that. They think they just all right.
Right.
Not all right.
That's right.
Until you meet Jesus.
Right.
And when you meet Jesus, give your life to him, guess what? You'll live forever. And that's what man got to understand. He got to stay somewhere forever.
That's right.
I say he got to stay somewhere forever.
All right.
And God doesn't have but one trooper in that hell or heaven. Because if you come here at your mother womb, never got in no trouble, you still a little sinner.
Yeah.
So Jesus already had a plan for man. A perfect sacrifice. God, a perfect sacrifice. Read on, Paul.
Again, the next day after John Stewart and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
Behold, the Lamb of God. Look, the Lamb of God. Read on, Paul.
That's it.
First Peter then. Look at First Peter for me. 1:19 through the 21st verse. Lamb of God, the real Lamb.
But with the precious blood of Christ.
Yeah.
As of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Blemish and what? Spot. Talking about perfect. That's all you're looking at. A perfect lamb. You know what? Now, if you check the Old Testament out and you'll find out God does not accept one-legged animals when he bring them to offer them up to God.
No, sir.
I mean, check the Bible out. Isn't that right, Jesse?
Right.
She 1 year old.
No, sir.
You don't offer it up to God.
That's right.
You want to come in. Come, you got to kill one. Can't hardly walk, you know.
That's right.
Uh-uh.
That's right.
You got to bring one. He checked you over first to see if you worth. I won't see no sick looking lamb about to fall when you get there, you know. I won't see him looking good. I'm just doing this just temporary. But the real one comes as well. But you can't bring God anything. You know that we are like that right now. We want to kill God the leftovers.
Right.
I said we want to kill God over the leftovers. Hung God. Just like some old folks. I don't mean no harm when I say old folks. I'm an old folk myself. Watch this. Been doing everything but right. Everything but right. Now I've got about 65, 70, and 80. About 70. I want to go to church, you know. And work for the Lord. Work for the Lord. You're 65 now. You're 75 now. What kind of work you gonna do for the Lord? Want to give God the leftover? Give the world all your time. Now I want to drag it. I want to work for you, Jesus. Do what for Jesus? Go somewhere and set out. Get saved. Now, I'm a savior, but go. You ain't what you gonna do for Jesus now?
Right.
Wall yourself out. Want to give God the leftover?
That's right.
That's right.
Just can't give God anything. You don't give God anything. God didn't give up anything, did he? He gave his best.
That's right.
But we want to hand him anything. The leftover. The like tithes and offer. We're going to spend everything we want to spend. Now you got 2 cents. Go hand it to God.
That's right.
Always going to give God the leftovers.
That's right.
He didn't give you no leftovers when he gave his only begotten son. He gave his only. He gave his best. And God looked for us to do our best. God Almighty, a lamb without blemish and without spots. Read on, Paul.
Who verily was ordained before the foundation of the world.
God Almighty.
But was manifest in these last times for you.
For who? For us. Human beings. God Almighty. Foreordained. God has fixed it before the foundation of the world. Let's stay there a minute, if y'all don't mind. Before the foundation, watch it now. It's been ordained before the foundation of the world. Jesus was already slain. His son was already fixed to do this. Before the foundation, before I said, let there be light, this was already done. Wasn't no mistake.
No, sir.
Already fixed.
Yeah,
right. I know what I'm planning on doing. Yeah. That means the Bible said, God knows his work from the beginning to the ending. Yeah. I know the first start. I know what's going to happen. I know everything else. That means we can't fool God.
That's right. Amen.
Sometimes we think we can fool God. God already knows us. Don't let God know. Let God know. He brought you in the world.
Amen.
He know your first day and your middle day and your last day.
Right.
I'm going to slip. You can't slip from nothing from God. He already knows everything. That means he already got the end down there. What going to happen in the end? About?
Right.
That means he got to tell you what's going to happen.
But
we don't want to believe that. God done told us what's going to happen in this world. Because he know the beginning to the end.
Amen.
Because we've already been what? Fixed.
Right.
Fixed by God. Nobody else with it but God himself. In these last times, it already. Don't y'all see these last days coming?
Yes, sir.
That means we can talk about it. We're supposed to talk about it.
Yes,
to let folks know we in the last days. Y'all better realize it. When you read the Bible and see what God done told her, you see him right now.
Right.
God hasn't forgotten nothing. He's doing just what he said he's going to do. Our job is to believe it. Bless his holy name. Already know his work from the beginning to the end. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul.
Who by him do believe in God.
God Almighty.
That raised him up from the dead.
Yeah.
And gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God.
God Almighty. Who by him do believe in God. That raised him up from the what? No wonder Jesus relaxed in a sense. Now, Jesus knew he was going to get up from the dead. Well, why is the God praying? Lord, move this cup. Move this. He wasn't afraid. Oh, remember that now. He wasn't afraid to take no death. The only thing, it was a spiritual death. He didn't want to be separated from his father. Because his father had no sin. Now that's what he was saying. If in a way possible that I can get away from this, I don't want to become sin. Jesus becomes sin. Your sin and my sin. He already knows what he's going to do. Wasn't afraid of death. He owned death. He the one created death. I'm not afraid of death, but I'm going to become sin. Here, God, the Word of God, becoming sin by Reverend Walker because he loved us just that hard.
You're right. That's right. You're right.
Yes, I'll become sin. I'll become something I can't stand.
Yeah.
I'm becoming something that I hate. You sin. Just because I love man, I created him. He got himself messed up. Now I'm going to go see about it.
Right.
I'm going to let them use bullocks till I get there.
Yeah, right, yeah.
God Almighty. He loves us just that hard.
Yeah, that's yeah. right, Lord. That's right.
God loves you. I don't care who you are. What you done done. God still loves you. God Almighty. He loved us till he gave his son. Give your son away to some low down folks.
All right.
No. We look at men, look at you, and say, them folks doing everything but right. Killing folks, doing everything. I know. Would you give your son away to die for them folks? Nobody in here wouldn't do it. Nobody in here. Them low-down folks, yeah, them low-down folks. You tell me you'll give your son away? No. But God did it.
Amen.
Watch this now. He did it because he knows what he planned on doing. He got all power in his hand. What he did it for? Because he loved us so. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't have but one. And don't y'all let the folk mess you up talking about Satan and Jesus was brother. That's a lie from hell. That's a lie from hell. Bible said, you got to go by what the Bible said. And not by what folk think and all that kind of myth. He's no related to him. He used a man named Lucifer, an angel named Lucifer. But what happened? Lucifer got lifted up in pride. That's so many folks right now getting lifted up in pride. The devil allowed to get you lifted up in pride because you know God's going to cut your feet from under you.
Right.
Watch this now. When pride come in us, know what? That's the devil.
Yeah.
You know, get right now. I can't stand her. Because she may not have more than the other folk. I may not have more. You know, I can't stand. She said, no, don't get close to me. You know.
All right.
Get lifted up, you know. Got a little stuff, you know, get lifted up, you know. Thank you more than the other folk. Don't you look? You've got the answer to God. Always remember the one that you passed by, they may have to pick you up. Oh, God can fix it like you want them. When pride and come in your heart, that's the devil dealing with you. That you betting other folks. That's pride. The devil's a master in pride. God Almighty. So Jesus came and gave his life to a low-down world like us. Died on that cross that we may live. So he used bullocks until the real thing come. And Jesus is the real thing. He needs for nothing, but he's trying to give away what? Something. And man rejecting it. Somebody listen to me right now on the radio, where else? Maybe some in here. Never gave your life to Christ. He just trying to give it to you. But you rejected it every time. Folk talk to you on the radio. Folk talk to you on job. So man, you need to give your life to Christ. So you go, I don't fool with that stuff. That's the devil dealing with you. He don't want you to give your life to Christ. Because when you die, you ain't going to heaven. Oh, the devil deceived you like that. You can't go to heaven without seeing Jesus. You can't slip by Jesus. You got to go. He the door. He no windows. He the door. Ain't no cracks. He the door. If any man come by, he got to go through the door. You got to go by Jesus. That's the only way to get there. Goodness don't get you there. Big shots don't get you there. You got to go through Jesus. How you get there, Reverend Walker? You got to humble yourself. When you humble yourself to Jesus, I'll open the door for you.
You're right.
Jesus, God doesn't need nothing. But we need what God got for us. And we turn it down every day. Folk turn it down salvation every day.
Right.
Don't realize the devil deceive them that when they leave here, they got to stay somewhere forever. This gospel too plain, ain't it, y'all?
Go ahead.
That's where it's supposed to be plain, where folk can understand it. Because the devil deceives so many folks. That's what he's here for, to deceive. Deceive. Satan got lifted up in pride because of his beauty. Yeah, he was pretty. I reckon he was, but he was pretty. So, but God kicked him out of heaven. Kicked him out because he got lifted up in pride. Read on, Paul. Okay, look at Revelation 5, 6 through 12 verse. God Almighty. He need nothing. Keep it in your heart. He need nothing from nobody. Need. Read on, Paul.
And I beheld.
Listen.
And lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts.
Listen.
And in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, and are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
Sent forth where? In all the earth. Oh, John said, the throne of God, four beasts, in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been what? Slain, having seven horns and seven eyes. Boy, have mercy. Which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into the earth. The earth here, right here.
All right.
God Almighty. Boy, what kind of look was that? John. But old John was something, you know. Old John loved Jesus Christ. He really loved Jesus. Because the Bible said the one that loved him. God know who loved him.
All right.
Now watch this. To prove that, old John done some loving him. When he was eating the Lord's Supper, you know, passing out the Lord's Supper. And Jesus said, somebody's going to betray me. And he ain't called nobody a name.
No, he did.
And all of them, is it I?
Yeah.
Lord, is it? They're behind the table now. You know, drinking his blood. What are you going to represent his blood? Is it I? Is it I? God didn't say nothing. All of them, is it I? Now watch Peter. Jesus was next. John was next to Jesus. And Peter was across the table. He know he would lean on Jesus' bosom. Close to Jesus. He loved himself from Jesus. Old Peter said, ask him. Well, how come he couldn't ask him?
All right.
When you get close to Jesus, you get some stuff other folks can't get. That means you got to love Jesus. You got to love him.
Yeah.
He could have asked him no, but he begged about that. He begged to John. He beckoned to John. John, you know, I don't know how we got our little thing beckoning over. I won't do just do something. Back to him, yeah. And he asked him, no, but he didn't tell him who, the direct who it was.
All right.
But Jesus knows everything. Can't nobody get by Jesus. Don't deceive yourself.
Reverend.
God knows everything.
Yeah.
Nothing can slip by Jesus. He the one made the world and then fixed it like he wanted, then set back down.
Yeah.
No, let me, I'm going to get that illustrated a little bit. Watch this. God made the whole world.
Yeah.
The whole world and put everything in it. And everything gonna happen, and then he went and sat down. It's already made now.
That's right.
The world may have been there 50 million years. We don't know.
That's right.
And then when God got ready, he told the world, stop! Everything already fixed. I already know everything. Don't nothing surprise God.
That's right.
God Almighty, he knows everything. God, everything is in his hand. Ain't no mistake nowhere. He don't know how to make a mistake. What is a mistake with God?
All right.
Who can blame God? Who can take him to court? Nobody. He got everything in his hand. God Almighty. And some of us trust to think God don't know nothing. He knows everything. God Almighty. Just the kind of God we serve. That means you got to be honest with God. You make God angry with you when you try to trick somebody. Think God on God knows everything. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
God Almighty. Go on, Paul. Wait, Paul. Wait. And he got the book. Back. And came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Well, Jesus sat on the throne. No, God sat on the throne. Now, think about looking at book but Jesus. God Almighty sat on the throne. Thank God for Jesus. He the one make intercession for us. You can't get your prayers to God except you come by Jesus. You mad with Jesus and trying to talk to God, it ain't gonna work.
Yes, sir. Right.
He wanna make an intercession for us right now.
Yeah.
God Almighty. He's sitting on the right hand side of God right now.
Uh-huh.
And when we pray, it gotta get to Jesus first.
Yes, sir.
And then when it get to Jesus, he tell the Father, okay.
All right.
It's got to go through Jesus. Even prayer now got to go through Jesus.
Yes,
but we have a not God the Father in the name of who?
Jesus.
That's the only way it's going to be answered. It's got to be in what? The name of Jesus.
That's right.
God Almighty. He got everything under control.
Yes.
Nothing out of control. God got everything under his hand.
Yes.
God Almighty. Can't nobody do nothing with it. White House can't do the Black House, the Red House can't do nothing with it. He got everything in his hand. Nothing making no mistake. It's going on just like God done said. When you just read the Bible, you'll find out it's going on just like God said it's going to go on. And when you look around and get to reading the God's word, you'll find out right now we're in the last days. I said right now we are in the last days of this earth. Just read. If you got any knowledge of being born again, just read it. You'll see we're closer than we think we are. Read on, Paul.
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints.
God Almighty, the prayers of the saints. And when he had taken the book, out of the beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. They fell down. The church fell down. The Lamb. Having every one, God of my heart, golden vows, full of oil, which are the prayers of the saints. The prayers that have been offered up. God got all of them right there. Everyone that got there.
Yeah.
Some of them make it, but all the one that got there. He got them right there. Ain't that something, y'all?
Yeah.
Heaven got our prayers.
Yeah.
That God heard.
Yeah.
God Almighty. Thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
That we want to give Jesus all the time we can for him, for what he done for us.
Because
you can't talk to God except you go through Jesus Christ. He the only one can talk to God for us. Thank God for Jesus. He paid the debt that nobody else couldn't pay. Bless his holy name. We all give him glory and praise because he worthy to be praised. Read on, Paul.
And they sung a new song.
Listen at that.
Saying, thou art worthy to take the book
and
to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
Well, we sang a lot of songs. And Eric, thank God you sang, thank you, y'all sang some of my songs. Y'all sang all kind of songs, but this is a special song.
Yes, sir.
I don't know who the musician going to be up there, but this is a special song. The church is going to sing it. The whole universal church is going to sing this song. We're going to know this song. Ain't there something? We don't know what it is now, but we're going to know it. It's going to be in our spirit. A new song. One we never heard before. Thou art worthy. Talking about Jesus. For what you done, Jesus, you worthy to go get the book.
Yeah.
And to open the seals. Break them off. They are. For thou was what? For thou what? You were slain. You died for mankind's sin. The 24 elders, the saints of God, they up there said, hallelujah, glory to God. And had redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred. Out the blood. See, for blood that bought us. Blood that paid the price. Every tongue, all people, all day, whosoever will, let him come. Ain't you glad God not let some of us?
Yeah.
But whosoever will, let him come.
That's right.
God, I don't care who you are. All he's saying, I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
If you want to be saved, I'll save you.
Yeah,
I ain't got no pick I, you, and you. You are. Whosoever will, let him come.
Yeah.
I will save. Whosoever will, let him come. But what happened to the world now? The devil blind folks. They get folk confused. Your ticket, could I say the ticket to heaven? Could I use Jesus as a ticket? He the only ticket to heaven. He the only ticket to God. Not Mary. Don't let folk mess you up. It's not Mary. Oh, there's not no poke up there next to God. It's Jesus himself. And what we say, see, I don't want to fall on nomination, but one denomination, they feel like if they talk to Mary, and Mary will talk to God, they get a favor. It doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. It got to go through Jesus Christ. Mary didn't die for you. God died for you. Jesus Christ died for your sin. Not Mary. Thank God for Mary, but not Mary. You don't pray to Mary. You pray to Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son. Those are two you got to talk to.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, boy.
Amen.
Folk deceiving thee last and even day. Because how the devil got folks going now. Believing this, believing. You better believe this Bible.
That's right.
If the Bible didn't say it, you better drop it and leave it alone.
Because
God already got this thing fixed. And can't nobody change it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he was able to go get the book. Read, Paul.
And has made us unto our God kings and priests.
Yeah.
And we shall reign on the earth.
We're going to reign on the earth. We'll be on the earth, I know, for 1,000 years. We'll be on the earth. I don't know what the saints will be doing, but God will have us doing something. On the earth, 1,000 years, to reach that 1,000-year range. Y'all get my point? We'll be on earth for a while. Now, I don't know how long, but about 1,000 years. He said 1,000 years. And reign, God Almighty, on the earth. Read on, Paul.
And I beheld.
Listen.
And I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands.
Look at your neighbor. I'm 1 in 1,000. Say it loud. I'm 1 in 1,000. I'm going to be 1 in them thousands. Thousand. Just think about nobody but the church. Those who've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, the only one going to be there. God Almighty, singing a song, hallelujah. Wherever the song going to be, but we're going to be singing a song. Bow down and praising a holy and a righteous God. Saying hallelujah, glory to God. Now God ain't no hurt for them hallelujah, because we already got angels around there right now saying holy. Holy, he ain't no hurt for nothing. But he died for the one that believe in him. And one day we're going to see him face to face. And that's the only way a man can get to God. He's got to go to Jesus Christ. Now, God doesn't need nothing. But God trying to give some away. He's trying to give his son away to y'all and to us. That we may have a right to the tree of life. He need nothing, but we need something. And God sent his son down to give it to us. And we don't want to accept Jesus. Y'all ever thought about that? Somebody who's going to give you life eternal, and you don't want to accept Jesus for your Savior? Think about that now. Think about that now. I ain't trying to scare nobody. If I would, I would scare you to get to heaven. Now, that's good, but I can't, bro. I know it may sound a little funny, but watch this. Now, you got to think. Please think with me. Think. Now, if a man die without Christ, think now. Don't let nobody fool you now. If you die without Christ, you will never go to heaven.
That's right. Amen.
You will never go. You will be with the devil throughout eternity. Eternity have no end. Think about it now. If somebody here lost right now, somebody on radio lost right now, the devil tell me, don't believe that stuff. That's the devil. If he tackle Jesus, you know good and well, he's going to tackle us. Jesus, no, he was the son of God. The devil, do this, darling. And God said, you know who you're talking to. You must know. Say that we already been kicked out of heaven now. He didn't know him, but he thought he was wrapped up in dirt. He thought he could get Jesus. Did Jesus bow down to him? And when somebody lost, and folks, other folks don't know Jesus, been talking to him, And he'll fool the one that wants it. Man, think about it. Don't let the devil come to you with that mess. He know where he going. He want to get all the souls he can to go with him. Because he already know where he going. His house has already been built. A firehouse. Ain't no fan, ain't no air conditioning. Just firehouse. He know, see, he know where he going. And the devil deceive you, let you feel like that. No, don't believe all that stuff. You better believe this Bible. This is God's word. This is God's word. So it's going to be saints thousand and thousand and thousand. Well, we're going to have a new song. Wonder how that song going to be going. Ain't no crooks nowhere. Nothing but saints of God. Ain't no hypocrites nowhere. Nothing but pure saints of God. The one who have given their life to Christ. And this is what deceives so many folk. They think you go to heaven regardless. You don't go to heaven regardless. My time about out. I'm going to stay right there a minute. You don't go to heaven anyhow. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. I don't care who you talking to. I don't care what they're saying. If they ain't come out the Bible, you better find yourself a Jesus. He's the only one. Because if you die without Christ, in hell, the Bible says you'll lift up your eyes. And there forever now, forever, throughout eternity, forever, ain't no end to it. Anyway, you'll be right there. Now I heard some folks say this way back years ago. I don't hear too much talk about that. Well, I'm going to be the only one. You're right. It's going to be millions. It's going to be millions. But all y'all going to be crying and hollering, oh, Lord. But too late then.
That's right.
Too late. Too late. That's what you call the second death. Yeah. The old folks say, I don't die once, I ain't going to die no more. That means I don't gave my life to Christ.
Right. Yeah.
I don't die to self. God of mine, ain't got to die no more. See, when I first death, this first death is just a what? Physical death.
Amen.
If I die, maybe you caught up in a rapture. But now, folks who die have funerals right now. Their flesh, now they never been saved. They die, the flesh died, right? But soul is there. Where the soul gone? The gold ain't go, the soul ain't going to heaven. The soul's somewhere in hell. But you got to face God again.
Yeah, that's
called a second death. See, old folks are saying this song. I don't die once. I ain't going to die no more.
Catalog number 15.
Y'all just don't say, help me. I don't die once. I ain't going to die no more. I don't die once. I ain't going to die no more. They shout. That's right. The old folks know what I'm talking about. They do sing them songs at the bowels and things. Yeah. They sing them hymn, buddy. And I'm right, y'all. All right, say amen. Don't be scared, say amen. Yeah, I'm died once. I ain't going to die no more. See, for a man don't give his life to Christ, he's going to die two times.
That's right.
Body going to die.
Uh-huh.
Soul got to go somewhere. The soul gonna go stay with the devil forever.
Well,
that's the second death.
That's right.
Call that the second death. See, well, when we die once, boom, this body gone. And when I died first, I gave my life to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I don't die in him.
Yes,
I'm giving my life up for him. Because I'm going with him when I leave here.
Right.
My soul is saved.
Yes.
Soul is saved. And folk been deceived that everybody die, go to heaven. That one of the biggest lies ever come out of anywhere. A man, only way to get there is through Jesus Christ. That's the only way to go to heaven. And preacher need to preach this stuff because a lot of folks go to church, ain't saved yet, some of them. A lot of folks out there waiting on to hear the truth. You got to hear truth. Think everybody saved, everybody not saved.
Amen.
You got to preach like everybody not saved. Hallelujah. And only way to get saved is through Jesus Christ. Buddha can't get you there.
No, sir.
Muhammad can't get you there. You got to go through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us all stand.
You out in the radio land? Think about it. You out in the radio land? Think about it. You got to give your life to Christ. If you want to see Jesus in peace, all of us got to see him. All the folk that turn him down, they got to meet him and bow down. And let him know you are the Christ, but it's too late then. Everybody got to meet him. Hallelujah. Jesus had it so simple for a man to get saved. It's so easy we don't believe it. We just don't believe it. If a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. That's not complicated. If I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Reverend Walker, in my heart and confess it with my mouth, I'll be saved. You'll be saved. You'll be saved. Will there be one? Gonna give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? You may come now. Anybody won't come by Christian experience by letter, you may come. But just don't walk out here alone. Just don't walk out here alone. Please don't. Give your life to Jesus while you have a chance. Because you're going to die now. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm just telling you the truth. And you're going somewhere to stay. And have Jesus come and die for your sin. Don't let him die in vain for you. He's ready to save you right now. He's ready to save you right now. Anybody want to come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. But just don't walk out here lost. You don't have to be a member of this church. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. Just get saved. Get saved. Will there be one? Will there be another? He's waiting on you. I promise you. I promise you. If you lost, he's waiting on you. If you lost, he's waiting on you. If you haven't given your life to Christ, he's waiting on you. You're what you come to church for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you wonder why. But just the reason. God's trying to save us. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. I'm to tell. Yes. Yes. Wherever you want. Yes. That's right. That's right. Rest.
He's all you need.